You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon. Mark Russo now joins us. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago. What a wild week it has been. We were 20 to 25 below, depending on where you were, and now we're what? Approaching 60 on this Monday afternoon. It's just an extraordinary range. It does happen from time to time. Can you tell me why it took place?
Well, let's start first here, Todd, at least answering with last week's extreme cold. A lot of that had to do with actually a big southward push of actually the split of the polar vortex, which actually occurred back over a month ago and periodically brought cold in January, but then produced the most extreme conditions here last week with the cold. That's part of it. There's other factors such as the fresh snow cover that we had, and also the speed of how that Arctic air came in, and the wind really helped to maintain the purity of that Arctic air. Then afterwards, we saw actually a recharge of Arctic air across Canada. Actually, we've seen that in recent days, but that's actually allowing the jet stream to flatten out. And with that, brings very mild Pacific air, and that is streamed across the country here and resulting in the, you know, in some cases here, 60 to over 70 degrees warmer, that, and just a change there in just a matter of a few days. I guess looking ahead here, we are going to see, especially here in Illinois, just a continued roller coaster ride of temperatures here coming up, not to the levels of what we had last week and over this weekend, but really in the Midwest, just kind of the main area of more heightened temperature variability here. Still warm the next several days, then that shifts slightly colder than normal, but the main cold looks like it sits across Canada and the northern plains, with really no indication that that pushes south and east in any, you know, big way here coming up, at least through the next 10 to 12 days.
Turn your attention now to South America, where a crop is underway, and we need to catch up on what conditions are like in both Argentina and Brazil.
Well, really the theme going back to January was dryness in areas of northern Brazil and wetter conditions down in Argentina. Really the main story was just with the dryness up north and still some late developing soybeans, some declines in yield potential. And that certainly was the case here, but that's starting to change as we've gone now into February. We're beginning to see a transition. We're actually Brazil, in northern Brazil, is shifting wetter, and then Argentina is shifting drier, which in the net is beneficial here for late summer crop development, as well as harvest progress, and even for upcoming winter corn planting. In fact, in areas of Mato Grosso and even Paraná, they're beginning to plant winter corn after harvesting soybeans, and some of those winter corn areas have been on the drier side. So with these rains, with the increase in rains across northern Brazil, that's helping to improve soil moisture and overall improving the situation here across South America, which all in all looking like pretty good crops again this year as a result of the lack of any kind of real, you know, extreme or long duration heat or dryness this season. In fact, it's been really the opposite, with the exception of some dryness here over the past month or 6 weeks, but it really hasn't been extreme. The duration has not been very long.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.